This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 783. How to signal that you're about to state a contradiction in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Want to sound smart in English? Today, you'll get two phrases that you can strategically use when you contradict yourself in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. It's a little crazy here, but things are good. What's new with you? I know we're both hot.
I know, it's hot. You just moved into your new apartment in New York. That's exciting. Congratulations.
I did. I'm excited, but I'm dealing with unpacking and things like that. So it's a little bit crazy, but I am making it through.
Good. I love that. Summertime is a good time to move because, well, in winter, you just don't want to do anything. Like, you just want to stay kind of hibernated in your nest. And but summer's a good time to move. So I like that. Cool.
Yeah, it is. It's more exciting than when you get somewhere and you can actually, like, explore rather than you're cooped up all season.
Yeah. Was there a story where you thought you were going to have to drive a moving truck? Did that almost happen?
Yeah, I almost had to be the one driving the moving truck on moving day,
crazy.
And it was terrifying, but thank goodness I have a very nice brother-in-law, and he came and he drove the truck for me. It was his first time driving one of those trucks, too.
Oh, I can hardly handle driving like a Toyota 4Runner. You know, even just like a SUV to me is so big and bulky, and I can hardly turn it. I can't imagine driving a big truck.
Yeah, me either. So luckily I had help. So that's good.
I start to laugh when I picture you behind the wheel of a moving van, Michelle.
I know. It's not something I can laugh too because I didn't have to do it. So, but I just imagine myself like bursting into tears if I had to do it. So luckily Someone else did it.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So Michelle, lately we've been talking about these seven simple secrets to connection in English. And guys, you can get what those are. You can find out exactly what those are if you go over to allearsenglish.com/secrets. But today we're talking about things that are counterintuitive. What does it mean when we say counterintuitive, Michelle?
It's like something that's not, it feels like, oh, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing.
No, that's okay.
It's the opposite of intuitive, something that's not easily... I'm having a hard time because my brain is so fried today, Lindsay. What is counterintuitive?
That's okay. It's hot outside. Yeah, I mean, it's the opposite of intuitive, right? Intuitive is like, it's clear, it's obvious, it makes sense. Counterintuitive is just the opposite, right? And when it comes to the seven simple secrets to connection, guys, I mean, you would expect that there would be more than seven. You would expect that there would be hundreds, but actually there's really just a few, just about seven. And we give you those. If you go over to allearsenglish.com/secrets, you get them for free. You download the video and you'll see what we mean. I'm not going to say anything else. So you guys should go there and download the video. AllEarsEnglish.com/secrets.
Awesome. So Michelle, thanks for your help on that one, Lindsay. Sometimes the teachers get confused, right?
It's like, oh yeah, no, totally. I get confused all the time. That's okay.
It's a little too hot outside.
It's hot outside today. Well, let's start with a role play, Michelle. Let's jump into something to show our listeners what we're going to talk about today. You ready?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
You're on.
Lindsay, what's life like in Boston?
Well, Michelle, to be honest, it's just so expensive to rent an apartment here. It's almost impossible.
Seriously? I guess rental prices have gone up in the last few years.
Yeah, they have. It's almost prohibitive. That being said, there's no place in the U.S. I'd rather be right now. So much is going on here in the arts and academia. It's really inspiring.
Awesome. I love it.
So true. So true. Yeah. So Michelle, I mean, do you find as you get older that you're speaking more in contradictions and nuances and counterintuitive statements?
I don't know. I never thought about it. I guess so. I guess you. Yeah. What about for you?
Yeah, I feel like the more I learn in life about how life is, how life works, the more things I see are counterintuitive. You know, like this idea of like holding two ideas that seem to contrast with each other, but kind of bringing them together to make them work. Like, let's get real here. Let's throw out some examples. I mean, let's go straight to some quotes. Here's one quote. Michelle, there's a quote from Gandhi that I think illustrates this pretty well.
Okay.
Can you share the quote for us? Yeah.
Sure. Whatever you do will be insignificant, but it is very important that you do it.
Right? I love that. I mean, in my mind, that's counterintuitive, right? The thing is not actually that important, but it's so important. You know, on some level, we don't matter at all. What we do doesn't matter at all. But on another level, it matters so much.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely a whole deep thought that we could have a whole
deep thought,
big discussion about.
Yeah, but it's hot out today. So we won't go too deep today. But I don't know. I'm just noticing this more and more. Like, I guess through my meditation practice and studying Buddhist principles, this idea about like how to live a happy life, how to live a successful life. Just like this idea, you said a few years ago, you read a book on cleaning out your space, like zenning out your space.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like our market system like tells us the more stuff you have, the happier you'll be. But what did you find when you read that book? I mean, what was the principle of that book?
Yeah, well, I finished it while moving. I read the first part and then I read the second part. But no, I'm finding that that we don't need as much as we think. And actually there's a documentary about this. I didn't watch it, but I use some of these things in class and
oh, cool. Is it on Netflix?
I don't even know where it is. I only watched the trailer, but it looks really interesting. I think it's called like The Minimalists.
Yeah.
We've talked about like tiny houses and things like that, but like that we just have so much stuff and it's not necessary.
Yeah, exactly. So like for whatever reason, I think our culture, like our survival brain, you know, the brain stem, the ancient brain teaches us like, oh, gather more things around you, like have more things and you'll be happier, be safer. But actually, it's just the opposite. Often the fewer things you have, like possessions, the lighter you feel and the better you feel. So that's an example of like a little bit of a counterintuitive like way of thinking, I guess, you know?
Yeah. Interesting.
So Michelle, if we're going to talk about contradictions and counterintuitive things, is there something we can like say when we're about to say that to introduce that we're something that's counterintuitive is coming in English?
Okay, the phrase to a phrase to signal a contradiction?
Yeah, there's a couple of phrases, right?
Okay, yeah, there are. Did you want to give any more examples of contradictions?
Yeah. Actually, that's a good idea. Why don't we throw out a couple more examples? These are just ideas I came up with. They're not, you know, well, I mean, they're kind of, yeah, we're just kind of being creative here. What's an example, Michelle?
Well, I like this one because I love avocados. So it's like with your diet. So they say avocados are a superfood and they're really good for you, but they have a lot of calories and a lot of fat, actually. But then it goes into different kinds of fat and how much you eat and all these things. It's like avocados and nuts and all these things. It's like if you eat not too much of them, then it can be really good for you. But what if you go overboard, then you're just...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's, oh, it's so complicated. Yeah. And what about work-life balance when it comes to balancing your work and your life? You have a busy professional life. You only have a few minutes to listen to our show in the morning. So if you want to connect in English, you have no time to waste. Get our free video to find out what the 7 secrets to connection in English are. And once you get them, you'll never waste a moment studying the wrong things again. Go to allearsenglish.com/secrets.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sure. Well, on the weekend, you know, time off is really important. But if you want to start a good business, you need to work on the weekends.
Yeah. But on the other hand, if you are working really hard during the week and you do take time off, like to go hiking, and you don't do your work, you actually can be more effective during the week. And that's counterintuitive also.
True.
You know, so it depends on where you're at and how much work you need to do. But I found that when I go hiking on the weekends and I actually put my work aside, I'm more efficient during the week. That's another thing that's kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah. It's also this like, yeah, I mean, I guess because you work mostly from home, I know, like yeah, it's this idea of like sometimes people think they're going to be more productive, but it's actually harder.
Yeah, that can be. It depends. I think in terms of home, working from home, that depends on your work ethic, like your work style, you know, like how motivated, internally motivated you are, intrinsically motivated.
Right. You know? Right.
But okay. So guys, let's put this into language, right? This is kind of a way of expressing sort of high level ideas, but this is going to push you guys to the next level of English right here. So Michelle, what are the two phrases that we're going to teach today? Let's just tell them what they are and then we'll go through them.
All right. So the first one is that being said, and the second one is having said that. They're very similar.
Exactly. And where do these phrases go in the like in the sentence or in the phrase that we say? Like, do they go at the beginning, the middle, or the end?
They go at the beginning.
Yeah, or in the middle, right? So it goes between right,
in the middle of the thought, really.
Yeah, exactly. So let's throw out some examples. So Michelle, go ahead.
Okay. So Lindsay, you look great. Are you on a diet or something?
Oh, yeah, Michelle, I'm trying to slim down, eating a lot of avocados and other vegetables and fruits these days on top of salads.
Oh, that's awesome. They say avocados are a superfood.
Yeah, they're packed with nutrients. That being said, they also have a ton of calories, so you have to be careful not to go overboard.
Right. Okay. Want to have lunch next week? Maybe you can take me to that place, to that organic place, Life Alive, that you always talk about.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a really good like health food place down close to my house around the corner that maybe some of our eight lucky listeners who are coming to Boston, maybe we'll have lunch there. Who knows?
I want to go there.
And you're going to be there too, Michelle. So actually, really good food. Yeah.
I really want to go. I like that stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff. Okay. So where did we use, what phrase did we use here and where did we use it?
Well, so we used that being said, which was at the beginning of a sentence, but in the middle of like the whole thought, right? The idea. So you're saying X, that being said, Y, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And you could also say, I suppose you could put but in there too, right? But is the most basic form of introducing something that's counterintuitive, but we want to give you guys more high level phrases to sound smarter. Yeah. Really, these are going to make you sound a little smarter.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
So let's try another. So the next one is having said that. So, Michelle, I heard you're working on a new business these days.
Yeah, I'm working super hard so that I can have more freedom in my days eventually.
Well, what kind of hours are you working?
Well, I'm working 14 hours a day, even on weekends.
Whoa.
Yeah, I need to put in a lot of time at first. Having said that, I have been thinking about scaling back my hours just a tad. I'm working too much.
Good idea. Can you take this Saturday off to go to the beach?
All right. Cool.
Nice. I like how you said a little bonus here. I like how you said just a tad.
Oh, thank you.
That's very creative and natural, Michelle.
Thank you, Lindsay. That was you, but thank you.
So you said, you know, I've been thinking about scaling back my hours just a tad. What does that mean?
Just a bit. Just a little.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little. And where did we use the phrase here, having said that?
So it was very similar to how we used that being said, right? So we said, you know, I need to put a lot of time in at first. Now we move on to we're changing, right? Having said that, you know. Yeah. And now you're saying something different.
Exactly. Exactly. So do you use these two phrases a lot, Michelle, in your daily conversation, or do you hear them a lot? What do you think?
I definitely know them. I think that I think they're a little bit more professional sounding. So I may not say it with like my friends unless I'm having a, you know, more intellectual conversation, which happens.
Yeah. Yes.
So, that's what I think. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I agree. I think this would definitely be really good for the office guys, talking to your boss, talking to your colleagues, making a presentation, a meeting, leading a meeting, or maybe doing like some of my friends do an article club where they're just friends, but they get together and they talk about an article, and you might want to up your game a little bit there in terms of your word choices, you know?
I like
that. Yeah, it's better than a book club because you don't have to read the whole book. Like, who has time to read?
That's cute.
Yeah, it's cute, right? So they choose really cool articles on interesting topics, and then they just get together once a month and discuss them. So kind of cool. Yes, good idea for our listeners too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
When it comes to these, Michelle, is there any tone of voice thing that we should keep in mind? You're the tone of voice person here. You love to talk about that.
I intonation? Do. That's my favorite. Yeah. So usually, I'll read it again. So I need to put a lot of time in at first. Having said that, I've been thinking about scaling back my hours just a tad. Okay. So there's a short stop, right? Having said that. Right?
Yeah.
A short pause, right? And usually I would think that that's how you say it, right? Like, having said that, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, exactly. A short stop. And also, like, let me read the other one, the first one. So we said, yeah, they're packed with nutrients. That being said, they also have a ton of calories. Right? That being said, it's kind of like you've got some kind of flavor in your voice where you're warning that something different is coming. I don't know how to describe this for our listeners, but guys, just get the transcripts and try to mimic us and then listen for it in native speakers and you'll get what we're trying to do here with this tone of voice. Okay?
For sure.
Yeah, I love that. So, Michelle, what's the takeaway for today?
So, guys, so this is a sign that you're becoming an advanced speaker, right? And you know, being able to use phrases like this, right? And you're going to be more likely to connect with natives. And when you're able to do these little things with your language, like signaling when you're about to state a paradox or contradict yourself, you're really going to be able to connect well and really show off your awesome English.
Yeah, I think it's pretty impressive. Like when I hear a native speaker say this, I feel like I think that they're quite articulate and quite smart. So this would be very strategic, guys, to insert. You know, don't worry about using it in the wrong context. Just try it out. You know, that's how we get better, right?
For sure. For sure. I like it.
Yeah, I love it. And guys, if you're looking to increase your IELTS score, go on over, subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast, and you will be glad you did. Okay. Awesome. Michelle, this has been good. I'm going to try to start using this phrase more often to sound smarter.
Okay. I like it. I like it. All right. Looking forward to it.
All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for hanging out today.
Bye, Lindsay. Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.